KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:02, it's partly cloudy and 15 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 27. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In area news, school officials have issued an apology to victims of a 2011 hazing incident at a high school in Greenfield. The apology came as part of a settlement Tuesday from the incident in the high school's wrestling room. Two students were originally charged with second-degree sexual abuse, but those charges were reduced to first-degree harassment. Students pleaded guilty to the harassment charges. KCCI-TV reports the apology by Nottoway Valley Community School District was issued by Superintendent Casey Burlaw. He said in the statement the district wants to apologize to the victims and their families for the assault that occurred while they were in the wrestling program. Burlaw said the district is making efforts to ensure another incident will not occur. One person is in custody, another is being sought following a high-speed chase early this morning. WOWT-TV in Omaha reports the chase that went from Carter Lake into Omaha began around midnight when someone stole a car. Police say the suspect allegedly tried to run over a Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department deputy during the pursuit, which was called off when speeds topped 90 miles per hour. Omaha police eventually found the car abandoned in an alley near North 24th and Lothrop Streets. A woman believed to be a passenger during the pursuit was inside the vehicle and taken into custody. The man who was driving has not been located. An Atlantic man was arrested Wednesday morning. Officials at the Atlantic Police Department say 21-year-old Jacob Sweeney was taken into custody on a charge of operating a motor vehicle while license is barred. Sweeney was booked into the Cass County Jail. A residential break-in Wednesday in Creston resulted in a loss of about $700. Authorities say a man reported to Creston police that someone broke into his apartment in the 600 block of New York Avenue and stole an HP laptop computer and a 42-inch flat-screen TV. The incident occurred sometime between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Wednesday. A Creston woman reported the theft of a FedEx package from her home in the 600 block of East Page Street on November 13th, sometime between 11:55 a.m. and 5:32 p.m. that day. The package contained an iPod Nano, and the loss was estimated at $140. The Creston Police Department received that report at around 5:20 p.m. on Tuesday. Visitors to the Cass County Courthouse in Atlantic will be limited to one point of entry in the near future. Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren asked the Board of Supervisors about courthouse security during their meeting Wednesday morning. Supervisor Gaylord Schelling said the same matter came up during a recent meeting of the Iowa State Association of Counties, or ISAC. Schelling said at the ISAC meeting it was suggested courthouses be limited to one access point for the public, so the areas where a potential active shooter can enter is limited and easily observable. The board, sheriff, and emergency management coordinator Mike Cannon agreed the best plan is to make the rear double doors to the courthouse the only access point. All other doors will be locked and signs will be posted on those no-access doors to alert the public. The two south entrance doors are visible from a security camera that's monitored in the communication center. As part of an active shooter scenario designed to alert courthouse staff to the sound of gunshots on each level of the building, Supervisor Gaylord Schelling went to each floor and fired a starter's pistol Wednesday that replicated that type of situation. He fired one shot, beginning with the third floor. And that sound was clearly audible on the second floor. Another shot was fired on the second floor where the courthouse room and other illegal offices are located. A third shot was fired on the main floor where the auditor, treasurer, recorder, and clerk of court's offices are found.
Ready?
Regardless of where the shot rang out, it clearly echoed throughout the building. Other measures will be taken to ensure the safety of courthouse personnel, such as reinforcing some offices and the use of safe rooms, some of which are already available. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday approved the appointment of a deputy county recorder. Mary Ward officially became the Cass County Recorder on November 14th following the November 4th general election. Ward replaced Joyce Jensen, who has retired. Auditor Dale Sunderman said since Ward was Jensen's deputy, Mary needed to request a person to fill her former position.
So she's basically appointed Marcy Wallenford as deputy with no change in rate of pay. That would be expected to change not until July 1st of 2015.
In other business, the supervisors approved to vote a list of military and homestead tax credit applications for fiscal year 2015-2016. Auditor Dale Sunderman said 2014-15 was the first year for the Disabled Veterans Homestead Tax Credit, during which there was one applicant.
This year, I believe we've added six more persons. We have to approve those regular military and homesteads, so if someone wants to make a motion to allow and disallow homestead credit military service applications for fiscal year 14-15 taxes collectible 15-16 in a code with accord with chapters 425 and 426A.
I'd so move to allow that.
The board also set December 10th as the date for a public hearing on an amendment of the fiscal year 2015 county budget, which Sunderman says is not due to any shortage of funds.
As we've learned that the Jumpstart program was allowed to continue, and therefore, where instead of the estimated $1 million flow through monies, it could look like we could be up to $5 million. So we need
the budget amendment is not because we're short of money. The budget amendment is because we're long on money. We have to have the authorization to spend it.
Yeah.
The funds are administered through SWPCO, the Southwest Iowa Planning Council, and are paid to contractors for work on disaster recovery and housing assistance. The funds can also be used to assist local governments in the areas of public safety and communications. Cass County engineer Charles Marker updated the supervisors Wednesday on ongoing bridge projects, some of which he said are being delayed due to the recent cold and wet weather.
The bridge north of Marnie, which is actually a state contract, and AmCoron has that project also. The bridge itself is done, but the concrete approaches, the roadway that leads up to the bridge, they excavated that out. We've got those bridges for them yet to pour. And once they get those done, then they will pour the guardrails on top of the bridge itself. So that bridge is still closed. We're still maintaining the detour route around there for the residents in that area. But again, weather is controlling that project.
Constant temperatures at or above 40 degrees are required for the concrete to set, according to Marker. Also, because a contract for work on the Cass County Landfill Bridge had not yet been returned by the company recently hired for the job, no action has been taken on that project just yet.
The two bridges we're working on for this next year's construction project is bridge number 17, which is down in Victoria Township, actually on Yankton Road. It and the one just south of Messina at the T intersection, which is bridge number 134, the contractors are supposed to be in next week to do the soil borings on those so we can start the design as far as what piling and everything needs to hold it up.
The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.